Yeah, we have here Indian in the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Tes of Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo was that the Gemara tells all Maisa that one of the sons of Shimon HaTzadik, his name was Chonyo, and for a reason, for a whole Maisa, he ran away to Mitzrayim and he made a Beis HaMikdash there. And our sugya goes Lefi the Mandomer, there's two Mandomer. One says that he did this Bais that was done with the Beis HaMikdash L'Avodah Zarah. Our sugi is talking that he did it l'shem shamayim. So be'emes, you're not supposed to build a Beis HaMikdash anywhere else chutz from the Har HaBayis in Yerushalayim. But that's what he did. And they were makriv korbanos there in the Beis HaMikdash of Chonyo. And the Gemara brings on it a posik, Levitis Mandomar. The posik says in Yeshaya, so that's Mizbeach Lashem. Of course, it's Chut Echut, it's also to be Makriv. So now we're talking what would be if somebody said, Arelai Oilo, Yakriveno Bamikdosh. Somebody says, Arelai Oilo, he has a neder, Olai, has the Chrayas to bring Oilo, so he has to bring it in the Beis HaMikdosh. Vimikrivo beBeis Chonyo, lo Yotso. It wasn't Yotze Oilo, even though they do everything like in the Beis HaMikdosh. But it's Chut Echut, and if you are Yochiv to bring oilas in the Beis HaMikdash, Chut from the Beis HaMikdash, it's not. Hare olai oilo she'akriveno beBeis Chonyoi, ye'akriveno beMikdash. He said, Hare olai oilo, and he said to be makrivet beBeis Chonyoi, still he has a chiv of a neder of Hare olai oilo, and he should bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he said beBeis Chonyoi, still we say that he has a neder of oilo, and when you bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, he was mekayim his neder. These are the words that's difficult to be masber. The Gemara talks about the whole sugi. What does it mean that it was makrif bebeis chonyo yotzo? One thing we do know, that it means that he doesn't have any more chiyuv to fulfill his neder, even though he said ari olai oila, and usually oila is in the Beis HaMikdash, and he brought shchut echut in beis chonyo, so the neder he already is potter from. It's not oila bichlav. That's one chelik of the Mishnah. Mainly we'll be talking about that chelik. And then there's another chelik in the Mishnah. Reini nozir yigalech b'mikdosh v'imgilach b'beis chonyo lo yotzo. So it's not, it's time a giluach without a heter. There's, because it's not a beis hamikdosh. And it's not a giluach and korbonis. If he says shagalech b'beis chonyo yigalech b'mikdosh v'imgilach b'beis chonyo yotzo reb shimenoi marin ze nozir. Like before. The Gemara says, Yotzo, Omiktal Katle. Why does the Gemara say that if he said, Areolai Oilo, Shakriveno beBeis Chonyo, he was Yotze. If the Tanakam, it says Yotzo. Why was he Yotze's nether? It's Miktal Katle. It's not a Beis HaMikdash. It's not a Korban. So he just killed the Beim, and he still has on himself a Kasve de Gavre. He still has the nether of Areolai Oilo. Omar Avam Nune. It's as if he said that he's a neder of oilo almenas lechura means a tenai that he won't be chayv bachrayis. Usually a rei olai oilo is chayv bachrayis of the being mekayim the neder, and here it's a rei olai oilo. If he'll bring it, he's mekayim the neder. But if not, if for some reason something happens, so he's not chayv bachrayis and he's potter from the neder. So eino chanami the beim is miktal katlo. But since he said he doesn't have a chrayis, so he's potter from the neder. We'll see Rashi. Rashi says, Omar avamnune, kiven domar almenas, shakriveno bebeis chonyoi, havi ki'ilu omar almenas shalgeno. That it doesn't say in the Gemara. Rashi is moisiv. Rashi says, because he said, oh, bring it bebeis chonyoi, beis chonyoi is not a korban. So what is it? As if he said, I'll menas that I'll kill it. Said, I'll be mashchis the behemah. V'lo yischayiv b'achoyusa. U'mishumachi yotzo. Because it's when he said the nether, he already put that a clause in the nether that he won't be chayiv b'achrayis. And Rashi's moisif, that it's ki'ilu, he said, I'll menas shar geno. Aval chayiv koras mishum shchut eichut, shari kora leishem oilo. That means he said, arei olai oilo. And then he brought a bay, arei olai oilo, amnash gevena beis chonye. And he brought a beim, and he said, "Arei zu the ola for the nether," and he was killed it in Beis Chonyo. So mitzad, the neder, he's not mechuyev more in the neder, because he said al manas that he's not chayv b'achrayus of the neder, and the ola was for the neder, and now he's not chayv in the achrayus. Mitzad shchut echutz is chayv because he said this is for the neder. The neder he said are alay ola. So memele it the beim is kadosh and has kedusha soila and is chayv b'shchut echutz. And Rava, in the Gemara, Rava is Chaylik, and Rava says, Aloma, Rava, Odom Zele Doira Niskaven. He wants to bring a matona for Hashem. Oma, Isa, Gebe Beishonio, Torachne, Tvei, Lomatzino, Litztaui. That means his whole nether was that he shouldn't have to be Matriach more. So if it's good in Beishonio, it's good. If not, so he doesn't want the Tirch, he doesn't want the nether. So Lefi Rava, Rashi says, Alibe de Rava, Loi Mechaiv Mishum Shchut Eichutz. So the machlokes Rav Amnon and Rav Bemis, the machlokes is in the lotion of the nether. Did he mean to make a nether real lie? But he wanted to put in a clause of his lochayv b'achrayuso, and then, but the behem itself that he was makdish for the nether is a regular real lie oilo. So the behem is a kedusha oilo. So when you're shechet b'chutz, chayv koras. If he rova, the whole nether is not so clear. That means the nether was that he shouldn't have to be mitzayir. If we would tell him that is mechuyev to be mekayim the neder in the Beis Hamikdash, which is a tircha for him, so there's no neder anymore. So memela the behema that's kodesh for that neder is not a kedusha and it's not shchut echutz. So Rabbi Kiveger here in the Mishnayos, he says on Rashi, Rashi said, kiven doma amnasha kivenu beischone kilu oma amnasha argeno. So Rabbi Kiveger says that this is Rashi's oisofe, that the Gemara only said amnas shulei eschayv bacho yuso. Leis chayv b'chuyuso could mean that it's not chayv to watch it, to be careful that it shouldn't be genizik, that it shouldn't get a mum, or if it may so may leo, it shouldn't be chayv b'chuyuso. But leis chayv b'chuyuso doesn't necessarily mean that he's allowed to be mazik and then kill it. But Rashi is moisif, kivon do omar al menas shakirveno bebeis chonyo, you have a kilo omar al menas shakirveno, because when you bring in beis chonyo, it means if I'll shech the beim beischon, it means argeno because it's not a korban. So that's why Rashi is moisif. It's like he said argeno v'lo ischayv b'chuyuso. My nafkemino, what Rabbi Kveger says. Kveger says that in Tshuvas Maimonis, Simin Yud Aleph of Sefer Mishpotim. Really, it's a mortche and bo metzia, the same lotion. So in this Tshuvas Maimonis, Simin Yud Aleph in Sefer Mishpotim, it says like this: if somebody was gave alvoy and he took a mashkin for it, so any shomer of a mashkin is a shomer socher. So the shaila is, what happens if when he took the mashkin for him, he brought the mashkin to his house, but while he was bringing it in, before he brought it in, he says, al menas, I'm not chayv b'chol yusuf. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's how he paskins, that he's not chayv b'pshia. Not only that he's not chayv b'gneve v'aveda and b'ainzin, when he says she lo is chayv b'chuyu, so he's also not chayv b'pshia. And he brings a raya from our Gemara here, that the Gemara says am nasha kiveno bebeis chonyoi is pshat she lo is chayv b'chuyu, and it's almanas she lo, it's like almanas that he she argeno almanas she argeno v'lo is chayv b'chuyu. So memela also by a mashkin when he says she lo is chayv b'chuyu, so also he's potter from a pshia. Rabbi Kiveger says, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says it in Rashi. The Gemara, it says, as if he said, Shlo Yischai Bach Yusuf. So Rashi was Moisif, since over here, how did he say it? He said it, Shlo Shakriveno Beschonyo. So that's Kolel, that Shargeno. But if somebody says, in a different case, by Mashkin, by Momne, says, Shlo Yischai Bach Yusuf, it doesn't mean that he's matter himself to be Mazik and Pshia. He could say it's not chayv b'chrayus of gneiva v'aveda, but where did that Maimonides say? So Bemis the Gra also he brings it the Gra, and that Bemis in the Tshuvas Maimonides it says it also. The Gra and the Shulchan Aruch on this halacha is ayin beis chayshem mishpat ayin beis siv zayin amal v'al amashkun b'shas kabolas amashkun omar eini mekabel achayuso yolai. The Gra, this Gra is not in Simen Ayin Beis. There's a different Gra in Ayin Beis, but this Gra is in Simen Shin Pei. So the Gra also says, so where does it say it in the Gemara that Eino Chayv B'Achriyus means that you could even be Pshia? Because the Gemara didn't use the Loson Amanas Shar Gena. The Gemara says, when he says Beis Chonir, it's as if he says Amanas She'eini Mikabel Achriyus. So we see from this Gemara that Eini Mikabel Achriyus is equal to saying She'akuvena B'Beis Chonir. So Memela, in the Gemara we see rightfully that Eino Chayv B'Achriyus means even that is Poshea. So that's a pshat that they learn in that it's even it says it in the Gemara, and that it's brought down in the Jewish Maimonides also says came out like that. The Gra brings it down in Shimon Shin Pei in the beginning. What there is a kasha in the Shulchan Aruch is the Tumim talks. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Einu Chayv Bepshia? He should say that even if he's mazik it is potter, just like the Gemara it brings down. Amanas Shar Kevena Bebeis Chonir is like Amanas Shar Geno, that says a Mazikit. So also, when you take a Mashka and you say Eini Chayv B'Achriyus, so since it's equal to our Gemara, it should also include even if he's Mazikit. So why does it say only if he did a Pshia? So the Tumim says, it's in Siman Ayin Beis Sif Koten Chof Gimel, the Tumim says like this, Torich loyma the shiny hosom the who nodar al menas kein. He made a neder al menas bebeis chonir. Vim kein avile koimer im ahalgo biyadaim lo yochul a neder mei koi. Since we're talking about a neder, so he's, when he says the neder, he says al menas. That if he's ma, if he's horig biyadaim, is as if the neder wasn't chal. It's not like a neder with a tanai, that the neder is like that. All he means to say that if he's horig the beimer biyadaim, it's ki'ilu, the neder is not chalvim kain, sule ke neder v'lo chiyuv. That's why if horgo biyodayim, like beis chonyo, he patters the neder, because it's igloi milse, that the neder is not there. Mashen ken kan, by the mashken, yesh loimar im efsha lo yochul meiko kabolas shmire, avol hezik biyodayim, dal shmirose legamri, v'chiyochul azik, shel chaveiro. He says like this, when you're talking about a neder, so the whole neder is the way he said it. So he says, if you are gilbi or daim, so there's no neder. By a mashkin, without the mashkin, if he goes into his house and he's mazik this chavetz is chayev. So what did he make a tanai? He made a tanai on what's happening, the new thing that's happening. That he's taking the mashkin into his house and it makes him a chrayes. So he said, this a chrayes that's moisif to me, that I'm shomer on it. So that a chrayes ain't chayev b'chrayusu. But if a mazik even before that, I was chayev. Before it came into his reshus, he wasn't chayev al shomer. So the new shmira, we say is potter, because he made it tonight. But mazik is chayev in any case. Even before that, he was chayev al mazik. So meich etesi that he should be potter. V'areze doi meloim al kras ksusi, im loy om aloy amanas liftor chayev. And he didn't tell him amanas liftor. Here he just said, let's say, it's, even if he said kras ksusi, if he doesn't say Amanas Liftor, he's still Chayev. So over here, so he said that he's potter from Achrayus of the Mashkin, but he never pottered him from a Mazik. Vim Kain, so the Tumim says a Chidush La'aloch. Kain, we have a new Chidush La'aloch, Yotzolonu Mizeh, that if somebody gives the other one a Matona, and he says that means I'm Makni your Matona, a Chayfetz that's in my house and it stays in my house. So from now on, it's your Chayfetz that's a Pikodin by me. But he told him, I'm giving you this maton al menas she'eini chayv b'choyusoy. So afilu izikoy biyadayim potter. Why? Dim izikoy lemafreya matnosi b'teilev loy oso l'reyeyu dovor b'sholoy hizik. Here we're talking an opposite case. By the mashkin, it's a new, it's a chayfetz that's coming into my reshus. So I say no achrayis, but mazik, it stays da aloches. But if I'm giving you a chayfetz that it's my reshus, and I'm saying I'm giving a makne to you b'matone, almanas that I don't have a chrayis, so over here, till now, I didn't have a baya with a hezek, because anyway, I could have been mazikit, it's my chayfetz. So now that I'm giving it to you, and I say, eini chayv b'chayusu, so that, eini chayv b'chayusu, that lotion is kolo, that even if I'm mazikit, I'm potter. Why? Because it's like b'beis chonye. Over here, the lotion goes back to beis chonye, that it's my chayfetz, and I say any chayv b'chor yuso, so it's also pattering me if I'm mazikit. So then the Tumim goes on to say, Lefi zeh, yesh lanu, and that's a sugya by itself. Yesh lanu smach lemadom al depshir b'shtoros b'kadoi mechayiv mishum davlei mazik b'yodayim. It's yodua, the Rambam shita, that pshir b'shtoros, all the things that there's no din shmira, hektar, shtoros, all the things. But if you're posheh, the Rambam says it's chayiv because it's midin mazik. And ken adayin yesh loim al dechayiv. Dema b'kachdu b'chlal achayis, gam mazik legamri b'chlal. ומכל מקום ועדי דחייב, כמו שאומר דבלי, כמו יקרא סקסוסי, ועדין פשיר. Means, as Chakira is, לפי זה, מה דומה, that פשיר is מטעם מזיק. So we said that if he takes it, המשכן says, איני חייב בחיוסוי, he's potter from פשיר, because it's מדיני השמירה. But if פשיר is מדיני מזיק, so just like a מזיק is חייב, so פשיר is also חייב. That's the Tumim's חידוש. That means we have two חידושים at the Tumim. One is, that if I give somebody a matona from my house and I say any chayv b'chayusos, so it's kol optur on mazik, because there it's doimet beis chonyoy. And another thing is lefi, and on top of that, if there's a man doma that pshir mitam mazik, so we say that if he's if we say that when you take a mashke say any chayv b'chayusoy, so he's pattering himself from the Dine Ashmira, but if he that Shita, so Pshir would be Chayv, not like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, because if Pshir is Mazik, but Mazik is still Chayv. Over here, it would go into a new Sugya, but Lechura, the way to say, if we want to say different than the Tumim says it's Leshitosam, he's masking with this Shita, it could be a way to say, because the whole Pshir mitam mazik is because of pshir. When if the chavit says in your house I have no chiv of pshir because I'm not a mechuyev in shmira, the mazik is built on the fact that there's a shmira, even though there's no chiv shmira by shtoros. But if I mekabel myself shmira, that means it's not halacha de kashmira, but I was mekabel myself at least pshir that this pshir becomes like a mazik. Because I was mekabel on myself to pay if I mazik you, and there's a new mazik that's called a pshia that's built on shmira. So memel over here also, if I say that I'm pattering myself from all the chrayas that comes mikach shmira, so it could be that also in this case the pshia doesn't turn into a mazik. But that's only if we learn the sugya. You can't just come and say to the tumim that it's different. But it sounds like it should be a difference. On this Tumim, the Nesiva says, so the Nesiva says like this, the Nesiva wants to be cholek on the Tumim. He says, V'o vaday lese, do shom, gam ke nederu. By the din of Areo Layoila Shakavena Beschonyo, it's a nether. And you see that it's Chayv Mishum Shchut Eichutz. The nether is a nether and the oila is oila. Vim Kain, Ochanami Matona. The Chidush that the Tumim said, that if I give my Chayv, it's a Matona. It's like by Beschonyo. And over there, he says he would be Potor Mitam Mazik. Ochanami Matona Hu, Vikivon de Ochanami Masnu, Vikivon de Matona Hu. He says like this, the fact that I'm giving it doesn't make me more potter als mazik, just like we say a chayfet that's yours and you give it to me als a mashkin, the chiyuv mazik stays, so also a chayfet that's mine, once I give it to you b'matona, it becomes the same thing, that mitam mazik I should be chayv and mitam shomer I should be potter. When a person says Arei zu oilo and he kills it, so he's potter from the chrayus of the nether, mitzad the nether, because it's finished. He only said the nether that this behemoth should be a korban. Rak shom Arei olay shalov chiyuv achrayus v'kimin shepotter atzmo mikach atanai dalmanas. Because just like by a reizu oilo, so he's not chayv b'chayus. So when you say a reo lai almanas sheloyes chayv b'chayus, it's equal to saying a reizu, so he's potter from achrayus. So there's potter even from a mazik. But when you're talking about a chavetz, if once I'm makne to you, it goes back to the regular din of chesed mishpot, that for mazik I should be chayev. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Ktois here brings down. The Ktois also talks about this Tumim Ba'arichas. And the Grub brings this Kasha. The Grub asks it. Here the Gemara says, that we need two psukim about making a neder. If you're not mekayim it on the time, so it's chayvim bal ta'achar, making it late. The Gemara says there's two psukim. We need psukim to say that you have to bring it on time and not to wait. Chad do'omar v'loy afrish, v'chad afrish v'loy akrib. One is that he said a neder, he said a re'olai, and he wasn't mafrish the korban yet, so you're chayiv bal ta'achar. And one is you're mafrish the korban, but you weren't makriv. You need two psukim for bal ta'achar v'tzericheh. He wasn't mekayim as dibur, he's chayv. Aval afrish v'lei akriv eime, kolechad ise begazed rachmona ise. If he was mafrish the behema and he wasn't makriv, the behema is here, it belongs to the hektish. So maybe he's not over on bal ta'achar, because mitzidi I gave already. He saved it by him. He's holding it by him, so it's bal ta'achar. Aval oma v'loy afrish eime dibur v'loy klum utzrich. Then the Gemara asks, to me motzi samdus. The oma v'loy afrish, that he said areolai, and he wasn't mafrish, v'onedove k'sive. It says in V'etanan, ezeu nedro im areolai oilov, ezeu nedovo im arezu oilov. Ma be nedro le nedovo, nedro meiso inignav chayv bacho yuso. Nedovo meiso inignav chayv bacho yuso. So in here, in the Braise, it was saying, neder or nedovo. And we said, and in the pasuk that he brings is neder and nedova. It says also nedova there. And you're saying that it's talking that Omar v'lei afrish. Omar v'lei afrish is a neder, but we have to also say by nedova. How is it by nedova, this bal ta'acher? The pasuk is talking also by nedova. Omar rove. So Rashi says, so there, you're not over, we would say he's not over on Bal Ta'acher. So the Gro asks, on the din of Kabbal Olai, any Mekabbal Bachrayus, Potter of Philom Shimper, Kamad Rosh Hashone, Oima Reola, Oila, Amnashle, Schavi Bachoyuso, Oiva Bibal Taacher, Le Divrio Ram, Mutologo, Lefi the Ram, that means the Chuvis Maimonis, that's the Rinder Mordhe. So we said that if somebody says, Arbe become a Beschon Yenichaev Bachoyuso, so even Katlo is Potter, Mitzad the Nether, he's finished the Nether, maybe it's Chaev and Shutechutz, Shritez, Machlox Ravam Nun and Rova. But mitzad the neder, he patterned the neder because he said, "I'm not sheni chayv b'chayuso." So you're allowed to even kill it. So how does the Gemara say? Areel lai oila am nashlo es chayv b'chayuso. So it's omar v'loy afrish, and he's chayv on bal ta'acher for the amira, for the neder. But if he could be mafrish and kill it also, and then he's potter from the neder. So how could you say that that he's over on bal ta'acher? Typically, that he could bechlal be mavato the neder. And the gros lives by a tzorichyun, lives by a kashi. It says tzorichyun, le divrei oram mutol orga. How could it be over on bal ta'acher? So that also, there's the nesivus is in, the nesivus talks about it in simen resh gimel, which is not here, but the ktos brings it down. It seems like the nesivus would be saying in resh gimel that Enochanami, if he's horeg, so there's no neder. But if he's not horeg, calls man that it's here, so it would be over on batach. It's like it splits it up. The choice So the Ktois talks about the Tumim. He says, why the again, the Kasha of the Tumim, why the Shulchan Aruch says, Potom Mipshia, he should be also potter from mazik. So he says, Avol nire. The Ktzoi says, Avol nire. Devadai mazik biyodaim einoi bechlal loshen achrayus. Dema inen achrayus lemazik. That means when you say eni chayv achrayus, so it doesn't include plural mazik. Elo dohosom gabei oilo potter mazik. Why is it potter mazik? Miktal kat. Why is it potter? Kmo shoma teisves shorei eyud afilu odom amazik potter bekotshim. That b'chlad there's a ptur of mazik. If you're mazik ektesh, you're potter. Rei eyu shor eyu v'lo ektesh. Elo doima rei olai oilo arei kiyom ar olai haynu dumut al kas v'ektesh b'shas. Bu mekabel kol achrayus afilu sheloinzim. That means it's mechuyev on the neder. Shubochi pori chomikta al katle v'u nischayev b'achrayus. That means why is he yotzo? Why is he potter from his neder? Yotzo is potter from his neder, but he still has the neder rei olai. ומשני דנאסי קוימא ראה לא היו לו המנס שאיני חייב בחיוסוי. ומיהו אם לא יויו בכלל פשיעה ולא יאווה לו קוימא על מנס שאיני חייב בחיוס גני ובעבד אם כן עדיין אבו לא יחייב בפשיעה מחמס דומה ראה אולי דו אחריוס. ולא יאמר על מנס שאיני מקבל אולי אחריוס. אבל אלו אחריוס דגני ואחריוס פשיעה מיהו עדיין אולו מחמס לשוינו דומה אולי דו לא שן אחריוס. כיוון דפשיעה בכלל אחריוס הוא בשם החינום. עוזר חייך מהרם, דולושן על מנס, שאין החיים בחיוס, הוא כולל גם החייס פשיעה. וסגי בו זה, כיוון שאיסנו על מנס שלא יהיה חייב בשום החייס, אם כן אינו חייב מחמס הרי אולי. That means like this, he's coming to say, the מהרם's ראיה was, that פשיעה is not חייב. Why? Isaac מזיק is not חייב, not because it's like he said, על מנס שער גנו, but מזיק is not חייב because Hector is your potter on מזיק. But the shail is on the nether, he should be chayv because of the nether. So we say, any chayv b'achrayus is moisif, that any achrayus that has to do because of the nether, so I'm potter from that achrayus. So it's potter machmas pshir. So it's not she potter b'kol achrayus. V'ala ezek shosom b'yodayim z'einu b'chlal achrayus. Do potter m'kol achrayus. Elo she chayv m'teras mazik. U'b'kod she mazik b'yodayim potter. He says, when we're talking about achrayus, Mazik is not nichla when you say achrayus. So here he says Mazik is tam potter. It's a little bit different than Rashi because Rashi says al menas shear geno. Lefi the Ktzoi is tam potter if he's Mazik. Only have to say if he's Mazik ektesh he's potter mitam Mazik. But the nether should stay as a real lie. So you have to include it. You have to make both together that if he says al menas shear kevenu beishon is al menas shein lo achrayus. And it also includes that if he's mazik in al koponim, the nether should be botos. Yotzo, the nether, that means the nether is already not chayav. Ukshem sheilu iziku yache oyo potor, ken abaylim gufe sheiziku pturit, given the potor mikol achrayus. So it comes out that the Ktzoi says, Beiker is potor from mazik, not so much because he said, neini chayav bachor yusoy. It's potor from mazik because a mazik ektish is potor. Only the shail is that he has achrayus to the nether. So because he says any chayv b'chayus, it patters him from all achrayusin. So even if he's mazik, he's also potter from the nether. Why? Because it's almanas that the nether shouldn't continue. Another inyan here with Beis Chonyoy, and it has to do with the parshas Korach that we said. The next mission it says. הקוראים ששימשו בבית חניון לא ישמשו במקדש בירושלים ואין צריך לומר לדובר אחר שנאמר לא יעלו קוראים הבומץ על מזבח השם בירושלים כי מוכל ומצוס מסויך לכם לקבלי מומץ. It says that קוראים are not allowed to be oived in the מקדש בירושלים once they did avoido in בית חניון. And there's the Gemara in avoido zone on base brings also כלים ששימשו בבית חניון are not allowed to use in ירושלים. Why? So Bam is the Rambam, he brings down that all kelim that are used in the Beis Hamikdash have to be milchatchila made l'shem to use in the Beis Hamikdash. If it wasn't made to use in Beis Hamikdash, you can't use it. And if it was mishtamshu boi hedyot, you can't be mishtamish legovoya. So he says, Rashi in our parsha Korach, it says that v'yorim emor elolozo benaron akoyin v'yorim is amachtois mi bena sreifo besweish zreiholo. So Rashi says, which is a chidush, even though they did it day to be over on what Hashem said, but still they were makdish it for klishores, so it's asurim banoy. And the Ramban asks on him, "Bloyodati tam liisur hazeh shariktoyres zoro ikrivu v'zal sheikriv klishores lakti b'chutz beisureinu kodesh." So the Ramban says, "Mitzad what Rashi says, it shouldn't be kodesh." And he says, "Yesh loyma bavur sheosu kenal pimoisho yo kodesh." And he says, "Vanochen beina," because it says, "Ki ikrivum lifnei Hashem v'ikdoshu kloyma anik dash tiyosam yishikrivu." It's kilo Hashem was makdish and he wrote sure that this should be kodesh. Nire mileshoinoi, that if Hashem wasn't mitzave, it wouldn't be kodesh. V'ledaiti tomua, he says, "Ki Rashi says in Megillah." He says that Tosefta Mefureshes on the bottom, it says not a Tosefta, it's a Psahu Sofen, Rashi or Tosefes. Yolif Me'ai Krosh Ein Meridin Bakodesh. We say that the Machtos should be a Tzipui for the Mizbeach. Why? Because Malin Bakodesh Vein Meridin, we're learning now. Chen B'shas Menoches Dagadai Kein Me'ai Kro. So you see that Mishova, he brings a Rambam, Mishova also buys Bachutz Lakriv Boy called Kohen, Chen Kelim Shenishtam Shushom in the Beis Konyo, Loishtam Shubem Bimiktosh Loyla Melatunim Gniza. Mevor Midvorov, the called Klei Shores, Shenishtam Shubachutz Asurim Banoe. So the Shaila is, so why do you use the Kelim from the Machtos of the Nechoshes? So we have to say, so the Lefi the Ramban, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, we're not sure that those Kelim are Kodesh. And Lefi Rashi, you have to say that they made the Machtos L'Shem Beis HaMikdosh, and wasn't Bachutz, it was Bifnim, and because that they were Mekadesh, so it is Kodesh. Yeah. And then he brings down from the tour in Parshas Vayetze, brings down from the Torah Latorah, even though Einoisi Mizbeach Bedovosh and Mishtamish Boy had it, and the Evan, Yaakov was Mishtamish Boy. So how did he take the Evan and make a Mizbeach from it? So he says, Bebomo Shori. In a Bomo, you're allowed to use Kelim Shenishtamish Boy and it. So the Michas Chiruch says, Vutomua. Haloi Bezvochim Mevorod Avilu Bebomo also, because it says, The Gemara says there that Beboma is also a filu kelim shenishtam shibayin hediyot is also Beboma. So then he says that it could be to find for the Indian how Yaakov Avinu could use the Evan Ashosomer Ashoisov to use it for Beis Hamikdash. To Avonim Shelokach Yaakov Avinu Hoyom Me'amizbeach Shenekadol of Yitzchok. The Rambam says that those Avonim were the Mizbeach Shenekad Yitzchok, and it's the Malkum that Odom Arishon was marked. It was already Kurdish from before. And because Odom Arishon was Makdish, so even if he used it, it's also to use it maybe. Or maybe he had a heter to use it. But it's still you could use it for the Beis HaMikdash. Kimitchila, they were Nechtsav by Odom Arishon, by Avraham Avinu when he did the Akedah, so that should be Hektish. And Bozem Yushev Kushas Aponim Yofus, that he says, it says in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Ein Lecho Hal V'Givo Shloev Do Ovede Zore, so how could Yaakov Avinu make a Matzeva Bar Omeriyo, V'Loi Nevad B'Mechu B'Rosu L'Govoya. So that means it's also to use a Har, Ein Har Horim Elohim, but to use it L'Govoya is also. So how could he make a Matzeva there? Fi Mash Kosav No Odom Arish Nikidishoi, Ein Odom Yochel Lez Odov Oshena Shaloi. There. Legabi Nezirus, the Gabbai Nezirus, we can only mention, it's not enough time, but we'll mention that Tosfos and Nozir asks, the Gemara says here, that a Nozir, without Korbonos, he doesn't finish his Nezirus. So if he said, I'm not Shaka the Beis Chonyoi, and he was Makir, his Korbonos. The Beis Chonyoi, Harini Nozir. Nozir, Kol Kamo, Deloi Maisi Korbonos, Deloi Miskasha. How does we say that Areni Nozir Shagalech Beischonyoi, Gilach Beischonyoi Yotzo, if he's a Nozir, he was a Nozir till now. Then he brought his Korbonos with Beischonyoi, how could you say Yotzo? There's no Korbonos. Without Korbonos, you don't finish your Nezirus. So then he says, the Nozir meant Litzitauri. And the Gemara says, Rav Amnuna also holds like him that the Nozer meant Shlo Yischayv Bacho Yusuf. So Tosfos asks in Nozer, Tosfos asks that it's Masna Mashikos of Batera. How could you say he's be a Nozer? Amanash Shakrev Beischonyoy Letzuri. So Tosfos learns Pshat in the Mishneh that it's like Toloi Voimid Misle Talia Vekoi. If he's going to bring his Korbonus in the Beis HaMikdosh, so he was a regular Nozer and the Korbonus are Korbonus Nezirus. But if at the end he couldn't bring it, was more tircha for him, and he brought the korbanos bebeis chonyoy, so then it's igloy milsa that he really isn't a nozir. It's not really totally in brera. It means he himself was totally by himself. Whatever I'll do at the end, I'm not promising that I'm a nozir. If I bring the korbanos at the end, so then I'm a nozir. If not, so I'm not really a nozir. That's the Tosfos in Nozir Daf Yud Aleph, and there's a long karanora about it to be done. Where the korbanos comes in and how the nozir, we can't be marich with it too much. We'll just mention. We mentioned the posik in the parsha of Korach. Es machtois hachatoim oele benafshoiso. So the balaturim there says hachatoim beis b'mesoira. There's two times it says in Tanakh hachatoim. One is here by Korach and one is by Amalek. Where Shmuel Hanavi said, he said to show leich v'charamto hachatoim oele es hachatoim es Amalek. To be makir them and to be machrim Amolek, so they're called chatoim. So Balaturim says that Amolek was also like Korach, that they saw the nisim shenasu leYisrael, and then they came and they made a merider like Ambat Yerushachas Yodua. So it comes out that Korach and Amolek have a common denominator, that they both saw the nisim and they were moired the Moshe Rabbeinu and moired in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting to point out that there's a remez to it. Where does it say this chatoim that's based by Mesoires? Es machtois hachatoim oele b'nafshoisem, by the machtois. It's interesting that in the beginning of the parsha, when it starts off talking about the machtois, zois asu, kchulochem machtois, kerach v'chol adose. The Rosh Teves, asu, kchulochem machtois, is Rosh Teves Amolek. That he brought the machtois and he was doing Maisa Amolek to be married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Ketores. Another remez there is, because the Rosh it says, Vaikach Koirach ben Yitzor ben Kos ben Levi. The Rosh Tevis Koirach Yitzor Kos Levi is Kuf Yud Kuf Lamed. The Rosh Tevis Kuf Yud Kuf Lamed is Begematria Amolek. That means his stand, and it's interesting to point out that it's not original from me. It's in Moshav's Canaan from Balei Tosfos. He says, Reishis Goyim Amolek. Amalek went and saw the Rosh Tevis. Amalek is Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kehos. So he said he has a koach against this Yichus of this Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's Amalek. Amalek has that koach of these four people. It used the Rosh Tevis to be koach, just like we said by Korach. It's taken off from this. That's Reishis Goyim Amalek, because they looked at the Reishis at the Rosh Tevis. But Ve'achariso, he didn't look at the Sofei Tevis. Sofei Tevis of Amram, Levi, Kehos, and Moshe is Misa, Mem Yud Tov Hei. So Vachariso is Adeyoyve that will get Misa. So we see that the Inyan of Korach with the Machloikes also had to do with the same Inyan that Amalek had, and says on that, Vayoyvdu Mitoich HaKol, everything was lost. But there's one difference. It says also all the Rechush and everything, Doimet Amalek. But there is a difference what we said before. By Amalek, it says to be machim all the rechush, we shouldn't say zor mishal Amalek. But the machtos of Adas Korach, dafka we are supposed to say, these are where the machtos of Korach says, rikui pachim tzipui lemizbech, viu leois livnei meri. What's the ois? That they'll see the nechushes on the mizbech, and they'll say, these were the machtos of those who were moired ala kehuna. So it's interesting to point out that there's, even though there's a common denominator, but there's a difference. Here we have to mention Korach and say that there's a zikaron and a mechazik tikuna, and Amalek we have to be ma'abed them and they shouldn't be here b'chlal. Korach.